Wow, scary, right? Welcome to the Passion Podcast. We are just on the backside of Passion LA, and man, we waited for a long time for this weekend to happen and just really believing God would finally give us a chance to kind of stay for more than a night, which we've done a lot. Crowder, you've been out here tons and tons and tons. You've been out here, Chris. Passion's been here a few times. Matt, you've played all over California, but just to be here for kind of to hang out for a day and a half together and see God do something with us together, we've been waiting for that for a long time, and it's pretty special being in here this weekend. We're down underneath the Nokia where we usually gather for this big podcast moment at the end of every one of these regionals. And David, we welcome you to
the end of the post-regional podcast gathering. This is my first one. This is exciting.
Yeah, it gets great from here. And thank goodness Charlie's not here because he would try to take his shirt off. And that's when everything would go crazy every single time. We'd be kind of going on a good idea and remembering what the Lord had done and celebrating the greatness of God. And then Charlie would come in and the whole thing would just completely fall apart. So, Charlie, we love you. We'll see you in D.C. and we look forward to that post-DC podcast. It'll be exciting all over again. But, you know, we came here and there are people from all over the West Coast here and 200 campuses represented, maybe somewhere close to 4,000 people here. But it just seemed like the potential of what God could do with these people kept increasing as the weekend went on. I felt like when we started, I was like, yeah, I think something could come of this. And then by the time we got where we ended tonight, I thought something is going to come of this really powerful that's going to change the world. So I don't know how to put words around it really fast, but just a couple little clips here. Some of you guys are wondering what's going on in California because you're somewhere in like Iowa or New Jersey and you don't get out here to the West Coast much. But I asked folks in the session yesterday, actually it might have been earlier today, it seems like it was yesterday, but I think it was this morning, if there was anybody on the West Coast. And I just think in the spirit of equal time, we wanted to give the people in Los Angeles a chance to be heard. And so their response to are the people out here that are really fired up about what's going on is this. I'll let you hear as we kind of set it up and hear the voices of people, and especially for you guys that have been praying for us, which I know is a whole lot of people around the world because you've told us I'm going to be praying for you guys all weekend. Well, these are the people you were praying for. They're pretty fired up this morning, and it sounded a little bit like this.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. And the simple question is going to be, are there any people in California, when I say that, you understand I'm not diminishing Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Colorado, and all the rest, I'm including you, West Coast, I might say, who really believe in God and want to make their lives count for Jesus? And then you can say yes or no at that point, so that's the way that'll work. So Boston and Chicago are pretty good at this. In fact, Chicago, literally, I'm not kidding you. I won't tell you that either, because then you'll try to outdo them. They made my ears hurt. I thought I was going to have hearing loss. No kidding, standing right where I was, so I don't know. Anyway, so we're out here at the Nokia Theater, and Garth Brooks is playing across the street, by the way, so woo-hoo for that. And but we're over here. They're over there. Less cowboy hats over here. Not that there's anything wrong with cowboy hats. I'd like to see a few of y'all in cowboy hats, actually. We've got some we're going to bring out later today. But it's pretty amazing sight, just looking across this Nokia. It's really wide and deep, and a lot of you guys go way far back, a whole sea of people representing 200 colleges and universities, by the way, if you didn't know that, in this room right now. And so the question is, in the spirit of fairness, since this is the Passion LA Recap Podcast, if there are any people, and I'll just broaden it from Los Angeles to the greater Los Angeles basin, whatever that is, to Orange County, to the to Southern California, to California, to the West Coast, who want to make their lives count for the fame of God. That's the question, and we'll let you guys answer that today, and maybe shout that out to the world. Anybody want to respond?
So, wow, that was loud. That's all I can tell you. And it was like hurting my ears. And I mean, seriously, not like, I don't say that joking wise. It really was hurting my ears again, but it was loud and a bunch of people up there. So you've been heard, Los Angeles, and all over the world. People know that there are a lot of students out here who are ready for whatever God has for their lives. And Francis, we want to welcome you, by the way, to Passion Regionals. This is Mr. Francis Chan. Francis,
Thank you.
This is awesome. Yeah, a little round of applause for Francis Chan.
All right. This is my first after-party podcast, too.
Absolutely.
So this is the best. You guys are so fun.
This is awesome. If you could just see this right now, there's two microphones in the room because we're high-tech, and one of them's over there near Crowder, and it's kind of Crowder, and Francis is up on his tiptoes right now trying to get into. Okay,
that's
so just pull
right.
that down, Francis,
right.
down to...
And Chris on Francis' shoulders.
I'm afraid they might not have heard that, Matt, because you weren't close enough to the microphone. But yeah, if you're going to make fun of Chris, you need to get closer to the microphone.
Going up to Chris, giving him... It was the weirdest thing this week. Like, as people kept walking up to him, giving him, like, drinks. And so in the end, I went up to someone. I said, why are you doing that? Why you keep... And they said, well, it says in the Bible, if you give even a cup of water to one of these little ones... And, anyway.
On a more spiritual note.
So I was gonna talk about what God has done this weekend and how God's really, I think, done something pretty powerful in our midst, and then Matt decided he would just tell some jokes. So
yeah, you can chime in anytime you want, Matt, but
really
I'm gonna get
incredible.
Spiritual here and
there's
talk
no telling,
about what God did.
No telling how many he's got in there either. You know he's got more than that one, and we'll probably hear them all. But anyway, Francis joined us this time around. You're gonna be with us the rest of our journey.
Yes.
Is that true?
Dallas, Atlanta,
yes.
D.C.
Atlanta and D.C.
Yep.
And, man, it's just incredible having you in the mix and having your voice in the mix here. And it just made this weekend, it just made it all feel like something really cohesive. And it was just so cool what you were feeling like you wanted to bring to the table. And
what was amazing was how it was the same things that God was speaking to you. And when you shared with me how you felt like, well, you felt like you had a word from the Lord that this was going to go beyond this little conference. The whole idea was that this was just a start and that some hearts were going to be stirred here that would have this eternal ripple and that it'd be so much beyond this weekend. That was the same thing I was thinking and praying for and thinking, no, it's not about this weekend. It's not about this weekend. It's about, I really think there were lots of individuals who were truly touched by the Holy Spirit more than to sing and more than to feel for this one weekend, but that it's going to continue, that this was the start of something. And I think as the weekend progressed, both of us hearing that from the Lord, we saw it come into fruition to where when they left, we felt like, I think it's really going to happen. I think that really was of the Lord.
Yeah. How did you guys feel? I mean, Chris, you've been to Boston, Chicago, and it's kind of now we kind of see this rhythm happen. But what was different about L.A. or what was not different about L.A.?
Well, for me, just one special thing, I think, is I felt like this was a real birth of this God of the City idea. And this is the first place where we've had the record for one, and the CD, God of the City, which I'm really excited for all of our 19 listener podcast people to get a hold of in the coming weeks. But it was real special to me. I feel like that we really got that here, and that was of course started in Boston. But just having my friend Aaron here, who was with me from the band Blue Tree in Belfast, and just that's just really, really special. And moment of birthing that CD and birthing that, and I feel like this idea that God is putting us in these cities, and I've been to Boston now, and Chicago, and L.A. And we're looking forward to these next cities. It's just, it is amazing. As Francis just said, just that this is really, really, really turning. Something is turning, like the tide is turning, and I just really feel it tonight. I was so overwhelmed with the goodness of God in our lives and the grace of God in our lives, but that God is going to use us. God really is going to use these people and these people in this room to be just a force in their city where they live, and just special.
Yeah, you know, I think we could talk probably all night long about what we thought, and it's going to probably take me a day or two to really, really figure out what I think about what happened here, because we're just processing a little bit how God's leading. But I wanted you to hear from students that were here. And so these are just students from all over the West Coast that were here. Just tell them and their, from their take, what God was saying to them and how God was speaking in their lives. And so I just want you to hear a little bit from them. In fact, we'll give just a little bit of a bumper from God of the City as we go into this this section. And so when we come back on the back side of this, you'll hear from students that were here what God was doing in their lives. And then we'll be back with you guys in just a minute.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like us.
Holly Johns. I go to Fullerton College, junior college. So far, Passion's just been incredibly amazing. It's just incredible to see so many like young people so passionate about their faith and passionate about Christ, and just to see how God's working in different areas. It's not just California. It's not just the West Coast. It's the East Coast. It's the world. It's a huge, huge event, and it's just, it makes you really reconsider how to be a Christian and exactly like just how to treat your life differently and just to treat even Christ differently, just your relationship. And
my name is Josiah Campy, and I go to Life Pacific College. And I don't know, this conference for me has just been, I guess, really eye-opening. It's, I mean, because I've heard a lot about, you know, reaching out to other people as our generation. And I think I've heard God more clearly, a lot more clearly than I have in the past. And really just his call that he has on our lives as students to reach those that are hurting and those that are lost.
I'm Josh Shun. I go to UC Riverside, and this is my first Passion experience. And, you know, so far it's going good. And, you know, I think Passion, first of all, served as a good reminder that, you know, God is always there for us in every situation, that, you know, even in the struggles, even in the hard times, that, you know, he's using all the bad things that goes on, you know, to bring glory to his name, to bring us closer to him, and, you know, to really spread his name across this nation, you know, through us, through the Holy Spirit, through sending his son to die on the cross for us. And, you know, it's pretty amazing.
Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm from the Master's College. And this weekend for me has been a great opportunity just to really just be refreshed and renewed in the Lord. I'm just reminded that we are not here for ourselves, but we're here for him and for his glory alone. And just easy, I think, especially as college students, to get caught up in our daily routines and the things that we think are important. But there's only one thing that's important, and that's the fame of our King. So it's been an awesome time, just refreshed and reminded of what's really important.
All right, Steven Mendez. I go to Biola University. And so far, it's probably been amazing. Like, the worship, the speaking, it's just really touched me in, like, so many different ways. It's, like, really taught me how to just give everything to God and just not look to anything else in this world, because the only thing that really matters is him. So I'm just really stoked to go back to my campus and just, like, share with everyone else and just show them what I, like, learned and stuff. And so I'm pretty stoked.
So we're back, and wow, I think it's the best part of this whole thing is just knowing that it was about students. We believe in the collegiate moment, the university moment, and we believe in students, and hearing these students just talk about how God is working in their lives, that's the real story, and that story is going to be told over and over again as the days come to us ahead. Matt, you've been around for Chicago and now LA, and what about? I just want to hear your take on the weekend, and anything else you'd like to say about Chris would be okay too. But just your take on the weekend and how, you know, what about the weekend it really kind of stuck in your heart?
For me, a lot of it's the nations thing. You know, I think from my perspective, having been involved with Passion for maybe 8 years, it's always been in there. It's always been in the mix. It's kind of like it's getting turned up in the mix, you know, and it's quite exciting, the world tour. But I loved even this week you've brought these people in from Seoul and these people from Tokyo and just, you know, getting
and Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah.
And Jakarta.
That was a
That was a big one.
Oh, just don't want him to feel left out. Yeah.
And
they'll be like, wait, Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah. And but just seeing these guys, you know, from these different countries come in, and it just had such a flavor, getting them up on stage, praying for them, hearing a little bit about what's happening in the nation. I love that thing flowing through the week. It felt like the theme of the cross was really strong this weekend as well. It just kept coming back and kept bringing hope on one time, and kept, you know, the joy of our salvation. And from so many different angles, we came at the cross, and I loved it. And I something I once shared with you before, I love a bit of wordplay. You know, I love the fact that Britney Spears is an anagram of Presbyterians, you know, and stuff like that. I think that's really actually quite powerful if you think about it. And, you know.
Can
and,
you tell people what an anagram is?
Oh, you know, when you mess up the words, the letters, you mess up all the letters, you can spell something.
What can you get out of Chris Tomlin as an anagram?
A tiny little Texan. if you put an X in.
How about David Crowder? Can you get an anagram of David from David Crowder?
I don't know. I have to think about that one. Maybe.
But there's a website somewhere,
yeah,
right?
There is.
You can go in and type the words and find out.
There'd be something. Yeah, you could definitely. Have you got a middle name?
Is it like Wallace?
Wallace. We could get.
That's good.
It's a lovely name.
Yeah.
You could probably get clam chowder or something like that. Yeah. If you've got a couple of L's there and something, we could work on that. But back to my anagrams. Do you want one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Pepsi Cola, Episcopal. Thank you. It's a little ministry I have on the side. Okay, anyway. Are you laughing because you're happy or because you think I'm ridiculous?
I'm laughing because you're turning into Charlie Hall.
Okay, I've just put my shirt back on. Anyway,
you used to have a really good anagram, though. Don't you have one more?
I've got loads.
I've got you on the spot now.
Do geese see God? Spells the same backwards as forwards.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Do geese see God?
Do geese see God? Spells the same thing frontwards and backwards. How long did you work on that? When did that come to you?
In a dream.
In a dream? Yeah. Amazing. That is so powerful. Yeah. Anyway, you're talking about wordplay.
Yes. If you take the word passion and you insert the cross into it, you can spell pass it on. And that's pretty cool. And that's why I think sometimes we've got passion and you put the cross in there and you spell pass it on. And that's what's happening. God's firing us up. But it's time to pass it on. The nations are going to see a bit of this college ministry. Thank you. I'm going to start my own podcast.
Should we sing
a new anagram ministry?
It takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm.
Is the chorus of this one go, America, America? What's this song? I've never heard that.
Yeah.
That's not the same song. Okay.
So you went to the anagram website and you put passion in there and all these different words to see what would happen, or do you have a gift for this?
Maybe an illness. I don't know.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, it is cool to me to have the nations here, and it really, all of a sudden, the world tour, I think, got real to me. And for one thing, it's 2008, and it's going to be in 2008, and so that's the first time that's kind of happened. But then we looked around the room, and there are these Tokyo friends here, and these Vancouver friends here, and these Seoul friends, and Jakarta friends, and some Brazilians were here that we didn't actually have a Brazilian team here. That there were some Brazil folks that came up, and some Ukraine people that came as well. And all of a sudden, it was like, oh my gosh, we really truly are part of something bigger than ourselves. And I got equally nervous, which I'm just being honest when I say that, about the fact that we're doing this thing, and equally humbled that we're in such a cool story that we can link up with people like this all over the world. It's really absolutely amazing.
I just love to say just a word to the students who maybe we're here in LA, and it's been a couple of weeks, and you're listening, you're coming back and remembering all this, what's been going on, and just kind of remembering in your heart just what God did in your life, and not only the students but anyone really listening to the podcast. I just something that God just I felt like put on my heart all weekend. I started praying about the kingdom of God, and that, and I even said it over the people. The last thing I said is, "Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." And I feel like that was people were really getting that. So I just want to speak that over you if you're listening, and that you're part of that kingdom of God. Wherever you're sitting right now and listening, you're a part of that kingdom, and that kingdom is full of power and glory, the glory of God, and it is forever and ever, and you're a part of it. And so wherever you find yourself, just be encouraged that you're part of that kingdom, and you are breaking down things, and God's going to use you. God's going to use you in a really, really special way.
That's really cool. That's really powerful. And David, you been on the Remedy Tour this fall or last fall, and a lot of folks probably listened to the podcast, saw you at some place around the country, and the whole idea of that was this thing about us being a people that sort of unlocked, the story of God for people who may never hear it.
Well, I loved about this whole thing, listening to the story of God unfold in a way that, I think it made sense all of a sudden for a lot of people. They could picture themselves in just this thing that you're carrying currently, and this story that's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. To hear the story of God from a student's perspective who doesn't understand what the kingdom of God is not experienced what freedom is, and to watch them go from darkness to light is just, it's ridiculous. That, I think, is something unique that we haven't had a lot of pictures of. Mm-hmm. I think maybe in our past as Christians, evangelists could present the story of God in a way that could compel a room to, oh my goodness, what is this thing that I'm encountering? And I don't think we've been very good at that lately. And this seems like all of a sudden it's someone who is saying words with no church culture attached to it, words that that don't have baggage to them, and freedoms being breathed through them. It's just, it's so unbelievable. So for me, that was just like, holy cow, for that's an expression that's up and coming, kids.
That's the same frontwards as backwards.
That's right around the corner. That's good, solid. No, I think that
we got a name for this podcast. We were going to call it Live from LA, but now we're going to call it the Holy Cow Podcast.
Holy Cow
That's
podcast.
How it'll be listed in iTunes.
That's pleasant. Exciting. That'll be a fast search. Like, a lot of farmers will be getting this one. I think we could. For me, it felt like the things that we've been dreaming about, the things that you want a moment like this to spark something that carries over. But I think so many times we leave a setting like this, and our hearts are just bursting out of our chests, but we don't really know what to do with it. We wind up back in our dorm or back in our campus, and we start telling, my goodness, you won't believe what this was. And the words or the way, it just seems like a week later we kind of are in a different spot where we were before we came. And this put hope in me, which was just thrilling. Personally, it was thrilling to go, man, a lot of these kids are going to have, they've got a model that they can go back and be. And that is just, that's worth all the time and effort and everything. It feels like, man, this could blow something up in Los Angeles, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's so powerful. The story David's talking about is a story some of you guys have heard a part of, but it's a story that, if you haven't heard it, I don't want to say any more about it for the folks in Dallas and D.C. and Atlanta and beyond, but it's just a story that it's blown my heart open, for one, but it's a story that as it's kind of unfolded, I keep thinking that's the end, and that's amazing. This thing can't go another way, and then it goes another way, and when it goes a different way, it's more breathtaking than the first part. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys listen to the podcast, are like, what are you talking about? This is driving me crazy. Holy cow, somebody tell us what's going on.
There it is.
And it's just it's just a part of this story of Ashley that a lot of you guys have come to know, and I don't want to say any more about it, but you'll hear it in time. But what we shared as a part of that story this weekend was pretty crazy and pretty incredible. And I feel the same way you do. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's put so much hope in me. And when I read her words of how she met God, I believed in God more than I've believed in God in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I stopped reading and said, I believe in God. That is just powerful to me. And it just really, I think, did frame things for us in a way that it wasn't a bunch of guys, no offense to me and Francis, you know, on stage talking about this and talking about that, but it was a college student mm-hmm. telling a story in words that you could not script like that if you tried. Mm-hmm. It was just real mm-hmm. and amazing. These guys were generous here, and that was pretty cool. Do Something Now, still with us. In fact, that's what I was going to say, that you guys picked that idea up on the Remedy Tour and had the chicken scratch every night and calling people to action, which is just something I don't think's probably ever happened before, and the model of what you guys were doing, and it was really cool to see, and we've tried to embrace that with what Passion's about. I don't think we should ever have a Passion event ever again anywhere that we don't actively wed worship and justice together like they are. And the folks here were on board with that. And I think they, like there are 14 villages in Africa are going to have wells because of a little less than 4,000 college students in LA. And that's a really, really powerful thing. That's about $48,000 that they were able to redirect towards the kingdom. And some of that, I told them the story that I was telling you guys on the podcast I was going to tell. But some of it was a volunteer of ours who comes from Colorado Springs to all our events just to serve. And she came to Boston, Chicago, and went home and told her youth group back in Colorado Springs about the wells. And when she did, a couple, young married couple that works with the high school kids at her church, were so moved by that kind of generosity and that kind of opportunity, they put a little envelope aside in their house. They started putting money in it mid-October, and we're going to give it to Joan to bring out here to put in with our blood water mission offering, put in a little box or whatever. And they just independently put money in it since October to last week when they were getting ready to give it to her. They took it out, counted the money out of the envelope, and it counted to exactly $3,000. That's pretty freaky because that's how much it costs to build one well. And so she came through the door with this money from this young married couple in Colorado Springs, of all things. And then the folks here kind of rallied around that. And you guys were so generous, the ones that were here. And your hearts, and we just pray, even what Francis was challenging us, God was challenging us through him, that we just don't want to fool ourselves, you know. And it's not about, hey, we did some wells, or you guys gave $38,000 towards our stop in Jakarta, which will help us. It's going to be a couple of $100,000 stop there, and that will help us move towards that end. And we're so thankful for you being a part of that. A lot of you are going to be praying for Jakarta. You brought lots of socks. I think 10,000 plus pairs of socks went to shelters tonight. That's a whole lot of people who have a tangible expression of the kingdom of God and don't know who David Crowder is and never heard of Matt Redman, never heard any of his jokes or anagrams before. but there's just a little tangible expression that they got socks on their feet, and that's a really big deal to them. That's probably a way bigger deal to them than coming to our Passion event, is having some socks and towels as well. So that was really, really cool, and it's been cool to see that thing happen all the way along the journey. And you guys sang the song again here, Remedy, but that's what it's all about. It's us kind of embracing that idea, isn't it, and actually becoming Jesus and becoming the answer.
Yeah, it just feels like another way that you can look and see how are we to be the kingdom of God, and what does it look like to be the kingdom of God? I'm with you. I think it makes a difference to the people we live around and among. It has to. Our faith has to make a tangible, felt difference to the people that are our neighbors. And granted, you know, it's a difficult thing to figure out who our neighbors are in our connected age, but I think these are very simple ways that all of a sudden you look and go, man, that's not very difficult, and I make a real difference in somebody's life immediately. And we have to believe that makes a difference in the people that perceive and see our faith lived and acted out. I think that's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I have to say this, though. Y'all's volunteers are way better than ours. We're on the tour. Man, those towels are like all folded, and they got this nice little wrap, you know, plastic thing.
You guys
thing
are going to see some of this later, because David's got a DVD coming out this
pile,
year.
Just
I'm not
a
sure
pile.
If I'm supposed to say this or not, but the Crowder's got a DVD coming out.
That's
Can I say
exciting.
That?
I would hope
coming
so.
Coming out later this year.
We should use this medium and, to yes, advance should, the cause, right?
Yes, 19 DVD sales right here. It's going to be powerful.
Absolutely.
But it is from the Remedy Tour. It was shot in Atlanta and in New York.
And primarily.
It is yeah. It's incredible and powerful, beautiful stuff. But in some of it, there's kind of you telling the bigger story of the tour, and there's a lot of images, and people will see some of these towels.
And they're not folded.
And I have
folded
to say, they're in a big pile. They just threw them in the truck in a big pile and drove them off in a big pile. And we have got them, you know, we got them folded into little stacks of
they
a dozen
don't look like that
and
in
little
my closet.
Strips around them. It's pretty scary. Like, so I don't think the shelters were ready for that. They're like, we're thinking we're going to get all these towels in a hefty bag, and we're bringing them over folded stacks,
raising the bar,
ready for them to go. So anyway, that's really cool, and it's beautiful to see that. It's awesome. Man, just thank you guys for being here. Matt, you came all the way from England, and just thank you for coming all the way around the world to be here. Francis, just you drove down the road. Thank you so much for driving the road to be here.
You know, I just one more thought. I was thinking about when you were talking about the socks, and I was thinking if you add the cross to the socks, you got stocks.
Yeah.
And really, we're taking stock into people's lives.
It's catching on.
I'm feeling this. I'm feeling it. I've given socks that turn to stock.
Yeah. PassionAnagrams.com, by the way, is where you can
find it. Is there an anagram for Matt?
If you do a David Crowder DVD, you can spell DVD in the word David.
No way.
D's the first letter, V's the third, and D's the last. That's cool.
Wow.
I'm just messing about.
Yeah. All this is available at PassionAnagrams.com, and everything you want to know, it's all there, so check it out. And it's all free of charge. All this is available there. So anyway, just thanks, Chris, David. Thanks so much, man. It's just been great. Charlie, we missed you here, but looking forward to connecting back with you in a couple stops. And it's just been a really beautiful time. And we just want to send people out, Francis, with something redemptive. We would try to recover here just toward the end. And I just would love for you just to, you know, I understand that this could look sort of cheese ball, but I don't care. I want us to pray for you guys that are hearing this before we go away. I know some of you didn't make it to LA, and some of you are just listening in, and maybe we're coming to Dallas, by the way, in a few weeks. And oh, just some news, can I say this? But the Dallas, the price thing went up this weekend. And man, it just went bizarre. And it's not the right word, but it's been a long weekend. It went crazy. And I think like 5,000 people are already saying they're coming to Dallas as of yesterday. And that's just floored us. We were like, man, who knew? And so there's still 3 weeks to go. So hold 6,000 people there. So that could be really exciting. And the DC thing, I think, had a price increase. And so it kind of went crazy as well and made us really excited about you guys being excited about us being there. And so we're looking forward to that. And Atlanta has been going crazy for a while. And that's going to be really cool in April as well. But for you guys that were in LA, for those of you that are listening today, we just want to, you know, we're not too cool to pray for you. And Francis, I'm going to ask you to do that, if you will, before we get away today and just kind of seal what happened here. Because, I mean, some people haven't even hardly found their car yet. And it's just fresh what God's done. And you talked today about the seed falling, some of it on the sidewalk and some of it over in the rocks and some of it in the weeds and the thorns and some of it falling in good place. And I just want to think, I want to hope that some of this fell in a good place, and it's absolutely that place that God says, I'm going to work with that, and I'm going to invest in that, and do exponential stuff because of that.
Absolutely. Let's pray, and let's remember who we're praying to, and let's remember that we have every right of access to God, as Elijah did, that Moses did, that all these saints of the past, they were just people like us. Let's come before this God and expect great things. Father, I pray for every single person who is listening right now that this very moment they would think about the miracle that you live inside of them. God, that they would remember your words that were spoken this weekend, God, that they would believe that you could use them to do great things, Lord, that it's your desire to do great things in their lives. God, I pray for those who are struggling with their faith, that are looking at themselves in the mirror and questioning their ability, that they would realize that it's not about them, that it's about your spirit and you can do anything. So, Lord, I just pray that this very day, that the people who just feel stirred, that they would do something, anything than just be convicted, But God, that they'd be moved to action this very day, this very moment, that the moment they stop this podcast, they would think of a step of obedience, whether it may seem small or anything, that they would just do something in your name because they want to make great name of Jesus. And God, I pray that these would be works that would cause people to bring glory to you, that they would glorify you and not any of us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're going to close with a little rendition of an old gospel hymn. No, we're just going to sign off and spare you guys that. Maybe just a little bit of God of this City as we go out. And we just really feel like there's something special in this song we're carrying. And CD will be out on Tuesday if you're listening to this the week after LA on February the 5th. And I hope you'll get a hold of it and it will bring into your life what it is bringing into these gatherings that we're having together. But we'll take a break now. We'll see you guys back on next time on the Passion Podcast. We're going to have an interview with Aaron Boyd of Blue Tree from Belfast, Ireland on our next podcast. It's going to be really cool to let him talk about the song a little bit more and let you hear the story so you can be a part of what God's doing in the whole world and not just enjoying the song that he gave us. So thank you guys. And from the Nokia Theater at LA Live, we're out of here and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.